Join the conversation.
Now, an increasing number of women are seeking careers in the often male-dominated maritime industry. South Africa's Faye Kula has set her sights firmly on an international maritime career, and she's the latest student to enroll for a sought-after online degree that will certainly boost her career prospects in this global industry. Now, Kula is a young maritime professional from Khayelitsha here in the Western Cape, and she was recently awarded a scholarship to study online for the internationally recognized BSc in Maritime Business offered by the Business College of Athens and the South African Maritime Training Academy called SAMTRA. Good morning, Faye, and so lovely to see you across the desk here.
Good morning, Crystal. Thank you so much for having me. Good morning to your listeners as well.
Great. So, Faye, a lot to cover, but let's start off with who is Faye, where is she from, and what's inspired her to follow her dream in maritime studies?
Mm-hmm. I am, as you mentioned, from Khayelitsha, born and bred that side in the dusty streets of F section, raised by a single mom with three siblings of mine. We come from a very small family, and maritime found me. I just wanted to be an archaeologist because I'm curious like that. I just wanted to find and discover, you know, where people lived and how their lifestyle was. But at the age of 15, maritime actually sought after me, if I can put it that way. I was in grade 9 that time at Fort Trek High School in Wynberg, and my pastor that time let me know about the opportunity at Law Hill, and I applied and I got a bursary. So in 2009, that's when my journey started with the Law Hill Maritime Center, introduced into maritime. It's been my first love since then.
Oh, fantastic. Faye, so talk about, you've completed a certificate in business management after completing your post-school academic studies in navigation sciences at the Cape Peninsula University of Technology, which is also my alma mater. And I love what you say is that maritime found you.
Yes. Yeah. So as Bert, I got into Law Hill when I was 15 years old, when it found me. And when I was at Law Hill, I started learning about boats and ships and started knowing the terminology, and actually saw that this is a area that hasn't been tapped into, especially by people that look like me and females as well. At first, I was quite scared of the water because as black people, we are not really accustomed to being close to the water or even going to the beach. You'll probably go during holidays or December time. But when I actually got to learn that this is actually an international industry, that there are people making a career out of it, I thought, you know what? I want to be at sea. That's when then I went to CPUT. This was 2013. And I did my S1 and S2 of the National Diploma in Maritime Studies. And then I joined MSC. And that's when I started going on to the RKO vessels in West Africa. So that has been my short journey. But in 2016, I decided, you know what? I feel that my journey at sea has come to a halt. And it was not something that I chose. But that time, South Africa was facing a sort of like a low intake in terms of cadets. There were no berths that time. So I had to actually redesign my career. And that's when then I did the high certificate in business management. I then went into the commercial side, the corporate side of maritime. It is an industry with endless opportunities. And I worked for a ship agency company called Diamond Shipping that is headquartered in Dubai.
Mm. Wow, Faye, it just sounds so inspiring. And as you say, people like you, people like us, yes, are not always found in the water, and there's this real fear of the water because, as you say, going to the beach was only Christmas or New Year, and usually you often saw something horrific because they were always drownings.
Definitely.
I mean, I used to go to Monwabisi Beach, which is around the corner from Eustay. So, but I loved swimming, and my uncle was the lifeguard there. So, but I do get you. So, Fred, talk to us about being at sea and your MSc journey around West Africa. I lived in West Africa, so I love that water, but I know it's also a very dangerous part of the world.
Definitely. Well, being at sea in West Africa was definitely an eye-opener in so many ways, a culture shock in a way, and also I found it a little bit difficult to adjust to the temperatures there because it's quite hot.
Yes, and
so
sweaty.
Definitely. So you'd find that you have to do your work, right? But at the same time, you're trying to adjust to the weather conditions and also adjust to the culture shock, because on a vessel is a confined space, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
So we were 16 crew members on board. Most of them were from the Philippines, and others were also from Indonesia. We had 5 South Africans on board, which was actually great. But it was a challenging part of my life, but it was full of great memories, I have to say. Congolese people, I was in Congo most of the time in Pointe Noire. They are very friendly, the culture there is very rich. The food is amazing. We had a chance to actually get to be around Pointe Noire. That was also when there was the Ebola time, time. So then we, for a short time, just when I had got there, the first 3 months, we were alongside in Pointe Noire. We were doing offshore operations, working closely with rigs, just supporting the offshore industry, really being the middle person or middle vessel that was the main contact to the shore for the rigs. So we would supply water, stores, fuel, what have you. And then while I was there for about 3 months, Ebola hit. So that meant that the crew changes could not happen by air anymore. So instead of just being a supplier of stores and everything else to the rigs, we also had to do PAX run. So then while I was in my first cadetship gig, if I can put it that way, I also had to be a hostess because we were only 2 females on board. The one female was a stewardess and I was a deck cadet that time. So it was great, honestly, because I learned on how to also be able to be a hostess, and this was a skill that I was honed at Law Hill already. So at Law Hill, we used to get so many visitors, and we have even now an annual awards evening, and that's where we host our sponsors and we show them around our program, and they fully immerse themselves in what we actually are about. So the hosting started as I was a teenager as well. So when I had to do it now as a cadet, it came second nature. Like it was just automatic like that. So my time at sea was actually very great. Although there were many males on board, there was not a time where I felt unsafe.
Mm.
But it saddened me to know that there were other females within that area at that particular time who did not feel safe. Mm-hmm. And most of them were people that I had come from school with, so we still kept contact. Mm-hmm. That time there wasn't contact over phone. There wasn't Wi-Fi as we have it now on board. So we used to communicate via the VHF radios.
Mm-hmm.
We would just go onto a certain channel and we would communicate. And the sad stories I would hear, they really brought me down. So that is the time where I learned to also learn to fight for myself. Mm-hmm. And be bold and be vocal, not in a way that would make others feel unsafe, but in a way where I can positively communicate how I feel. So it was a stage in my life where I really feel Faye was groomed to be the young person that she is right now.
Mm. I'm in conversation with Faye Kula. She's mentor and programs operations manager at the STS Law Hill Maritime Center. We're in conversation about Faye's life, where she started growing up in Khayelitsha, her love for maritime. As she said, it found her. People like her don't often We don't find women of colour in that sector. And Faith's just been sharing with us her experience in Pointe Noire in the Congo and her first experience and foray in West Africa. So Faith, talk to us. So you spend time with MSC and then you moved to a new company that's now located in Dubai. What is your work, your day in the life of Faye looks like?
Mm-hmm. Currently, my day, it is... imagine dealing with 60 teenagers who have
that's
got...
a large amount.
Definitely. There are different personalities, different character traits, have got different views about life, and they'll definitely ask you questions and challenge you every day to be the best version of yourself. So currently my day is around serving those 60 teenagers to the best of my ability, being present in every single moment so that you can be able to see that they are well looked after and that they're well. So currently as an operations manager at the STS Law Hill Maritime Center, my day is surrounded by supporting the head of our program. I'm the first point of contact if she's not available. And we deal with financial issues in terms of getting funding for the program. We deal with issues in terms of serving the kids well. This also entails mental health as well, because as you know, these days and age, especially post-COVID, people have been, you know, been challenged immensely when it comes to mental health issues, and our teenagers are not exempted from that challenge. So we're always trying to find solutions on how to actually groom a holistic student that is supported in every way possible. And my everyday life is waking up and doing that, but I can tell you this, no day at Law Hill is the same as the other. It's challenging all the time. Students are very, they're spontaneous. They will surprise you every day. But the most common things and the most, the one thing that we usually do all the time is to ensure that the program runs smoothly. And that can mean a lot of different things. Mm.
So, wow, you sound like a mother of 60 kids. That sound like intense. We've got a lovely message from Diane in Edgemere. She says, morning. She says, you go, girl. And what an inspiration to others. There you go. So, Faith, talk to me about, before we talk about your current studies and what you do, the maritime industry clearly is going, it's a boom time, but there's also challenges. We've got the Red Sea and now, you know, they're coming around the southern tip of Africa. Yeah. You have a passion for the sector. How do you navigate the kind of external stuff in terms of the broader politics and then the kind of internal, whereas your role now is supporting, it's ensuring that you get the next generation of maritime officials into the sector?
Mm-hmm. With regards to this environment that we're in, I feel that the world is not aware of the maritime industry a lot. And the things that are in the media are mostly the negative things. There are so many positive things that are happening within the maritime industry. Today, we are celebrating Women in Maritime, the 18th of May. And the current theme for this particular celebration is Safe Horizons. So it's women shaping safe horizons at sea. That's one of the positives. So although maritime does not have a good outlook in terms of media, there are so many great things happening. The head of our program was in Singapore about 3 weeks ago, and they were talking about maritime going green. And this has been happening for some years now. Maersk has got vessels that are completely not using fuels that are harmful to the environment, but green energy. So they're talking about decarbonization. And also maritime is moving into the digitization of things. So incorporating 4IR as well as AI. We've got a fully autonomous harbor, if I can put it that way, in the Netherlands. So maritime is bigger than what we see on media. And I understand that media is reporting issues that come to light which affect real lives in terms of pollution and instabilities, war crimes and all of this. But there's also so much good happening. And there's also many careers that are being presented every day. So maritime is a world on its own. You know, one of my colleagues usually says that if there was no shipping, 90% or rather half of the world would starve to death and the other half would actually freeze to death. So maritime makes the world go around. And I wish that there would be more positive things happening that are being reported. Also, I'd like to say that Law Hill is an institution that has got more females at the age of 16 years old who are being introduced to maritime at a grade 10 to 12 level, being exposed to maritime economics, nautical sciences and marine sciences so that they can pursue a career, be it at sea or ashore as a marine biologist. So there are so many good things happening. Yes, currently the state of seafarers that are at sea, women that are at sea, in 2019 it was 2%. According to the BIMCO report that was released 3 years ago, 2021, it has gone down to 1.2. But there are so many factors that come to play. When COVID hit, women had to find other ways to actually make a living. And remember, the women's lifespan in the maritime career sea life, it is quite short because they need to get married. They sometimes decide they want to start a family. So there's a quick turnaround of women at sea. But companies, especially corporate companies and schools like Law Hill at grassroots levels, we are starting to let women come in so that they can be part of this industry. So I would say to listeners out there to try and actually seek after the maritime industry, and then you will know once you're closer the other good things about it.
Yeah, you're so passionate, Faye. I can even get the energy, and I love how you say maritime makes the world go round. Either half of us will starve or the other half will freeze. So talk to us about you recently completed an internationally recognized short course focusing on maritime and seafaring. And then in February, you enrolled for the BCA's BSc in maritime business, a degree in that. So how has it been? It's what, May? It's May now, so it's the third month. And how does it work with online studying and working?
It's been great, I must say. It's been a great experience. I've been given this opportunity by SAMTRA, which is the South African Maritime Training Association, in partnership with BCA, the Business College of Athens. And it is an internationally recognized degree. And honestly speaking, it has been of great value to even my work every day. So even though I'm currently still studying, started in February, I've so far submitted 2 assignments. I've got 2 due as well on Monday. Ooh. Which I'm quite nervous about. But the support has been great from the colleagues in the Business College of Athens. The lecturers there have been very, very amazing. You ask them questions, they revert back to you. And another great advantage is that the time zones are not the difference is not too wide. They're about an hour ahead of us currently because of daylight savings. But it's been a great pleasure, honestly. I've been receiving support from Law Hill. My colleagues at Law Hill have been receiving support from SAMTRA as well, been receiving support from the Business College of Athens as well. And I would encourage people to really, you know, seek for education, because when you do study, as you mentioned, I finished another qualification last year as well. When you keep on studying, and this is one thing that I would like to encourage young women and young girls and young people to do, keep on developing yourself, because the maritime industry is a fast-paced industry. It is ever-changing. So you need to keep on being relevant. You need to stay relevant at all times. Yeah, that's what I could say, honestly.
Yes, I'm in conversation with Faye Kula. She's a mentor and programs operations manager at the STS Law Hill Maritime Center. And we're talking about the maritime industry, the role of women, but also technology. I have some lovely messages, Faye, that I have to read. It's so lovely and interesting to hear from you, Faye. Another, Angie from Hermanus says, so enjoying the interview, how brave and positive you are.
Thank you so much.
Hoping that your story will spread to other young women across South Africa. Another message, I'm very proud of to hear of your achievement and future career aspirations, Faye. Everything of the best to you from Tyrone. Tyrone is TJ from HR Management. So lots of positive messages,
Thank you so much, Faye, about
the differences that you're doing. So, Faye, what advice can you give young girls listening? Where is Law Hill? How do they go about finding information? And of course, you know, meeting amazing women like you.
Thank you so much for that. First, thanks to the listeners for the positive messages. They're quite encouraging. Law Hill Maritime Center, we've got a website. It's www.lawhill.org, www.lawhill.org. You can also find us on Facebook as well as Instagram at Law Hill Maritime, at Law Hill Maritime. We are taking grade nines. Our applications closed on the 12th of April, but annually we take students that apply whilst they're in grade nine to be part of the Law Hill Maritime program from grade 10. The criteria is meeting 60% and above, especially in maths, natural science, and English. And we take students from all over South Africa, honestly. We've got students from Welkom, Eastern Cape, and Durban, as well as Joburg. We'd like to attract more, especially from Limpopo, because there's so many of them who've got really so much to offer. And my advice to young girls out there is go for it. Go for your dreams. Don't be scared. Don't worry about what the world says, and just be yourself in each and every space you find yourself in. Dominate.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. But how do we overcome if people are scared of water? And yeah, we're talking if you grew up in a place like Limpopo, mm-hmm. the Northern Cape, or Mpumalanga, where they don't have the luxury that we do, is to go to the ocean. What advice would you give young girls?
The advice I'd give young girls is to honestly try and go to the internet, try and see how it is at sea first, just to appetize yourself and trying to familiarize yourself with what maritime is all about. Once you've taken that step, you know, maritime careers are not only at sea. There are others ashore as well. I've worked in the shore industry as well, where I was in the office. So there are many, many different opportunities. You could be a marine biologist. You can be anything you want to be. A maritime lawyer. You can, you know, we also, some of our kids have taken the medicine path and then branching back into maritime by working as medical doctors, on cruise liners. So honestly speaking, if you've got fear of the water, which I don't think it has, you can't really diagnose it now until you go into the water, I'd say try and see what other opportunities are there. There are so many sort of resources you can use, not just our website, but you can also go and check out websites such as SAIMI, which is the National Development Plan, to allow students to get into the cadetship program through them. They are based in PE. You can also go into SAMHSA, which is the South African Maritime Safety Authority's website. You can also go on YouTube and TikTok. Young people on TikTok, there's a lady called the Black Mermaid. She is a diver as well. She's a great inspiration to young black girls as well. There's also Lundiwe Ngobo, who is also another great inspiration. Watch their stories, go onto their sort of social media, see what they're doing out there. But as Law Hill, what we are doing to familiarize young students who are getting their feet into this industry, we've got a swimming program which starts in grade 10 from January to March. It is sponsored by the General Botha Old Boys Association. So we take it upon ourselves to also allow students to find their feet on water. We also have got pre-sea training. So I'd say do research. There are so many opportunities, great people to look up to that you can definitely, and also find yourself a mentor. Definitely, yeah. I'm here because I've been mentored. So that's where I'd say girls should go. Mm-hmm. Find a mentor as well.
Fantastic. What a beautiful conversation with you, Faye Kula, a mentor and program operations manager at the STS Law Hill Maritime Center. There's opportunities, and she's encouraging young women, young girls, follow your dreams, be yourself, dominate. It's possible. And even if you're scared of the ocean, certainly young women like Faye can help you overcome that fear. Thank you so much, Faye.
Thank you so much, Crystal. Thank you.
And that was Faye Kula, a very inspirational conversation. And thank you to the listeners for all those encouraging messages.